This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for August 5th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA says it's set to go tomorrow with the first of two spacewalks to replace a failed ammonia pump needed to cool the International Space Station. Boeing says it will relocate the C-130 avionics modernization program and the B-1 program from Long Beach to Oklahoma City to provide a more competitive cost structure for customers. The Board of Directors of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association has approved Duncan Aviation and Greenwich Aero Group as its newest members, bringing total membership to 69. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 142, says it has withdrawn from the Maintenance ASAP, or Aviation Safety Action Program, at Delta Airlines' regional subsidiary Comair. Aviation analyst OAG reports that based on scheduled airline seat capacity, North America has now slipped a third in the world behind Asia and Europe. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration says the airline industry has met a key requirement of the 9/11 Act by screening 100% of air cargo on domestic passenger aircraft. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has purchased 12 AS-350 B-2 helicopters. It's an upgrade to an existing fleet of Eurocopters purchased just 7 years ago. Independent component spares company AJ Walter Aviation announced on Tuesday it's opening its repairs and logistics network directly to airlines. And one day, F-16s will be viewed as historic warbirds. And, as in the case of many World War II military aircraft, they're now being used for target practice. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Tom Pagini, president of Flight Design USA, about hybrid power plants, the state of the light sport aircraft marketplace, and the new CTLS-based float plane shown at Oshkosh. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.